利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
Hallelujah, thanks the grace of God, of the Lord.
下午我们继续学习。早上我们谈到这个救恩的完成。
This morning we talk about the fulfillment of salvations.
分为两个时期。
There were two periods.
使徒时代啊，这个是早已圣灵的工作。
The work of the apostle is the work of the early rain.
主耶稣升天之后，圣灵降临。
After when Jesus resurrected, the Holy Spirit descended.
这是早已圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the early rain.
那我们从使徒行传里面看到，早已圣灵的工作啊，主要的是完成撒种建立教会根基的工作。
So from the book of Acts, we've learned that the work of the early rain involved sowing of seed and the laying of the foundations.
他工作的范围啊，是从耶路撒冷一直到罗马。
And the area of this preaching starts from Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
那么教会的这个根基啊，就在这个阶段呢、建立起来。
And the establishment of the church was since then established.
这是使徒时代的工作。
And this is the work of apostle.
使徒完成这个工作之后啊，他们就回家了。
After when apostle has completed this work, they returned home.
那么撒下的这个种子，建立的根基呢，就写在新约全书。
And the seed that they have sown, the truth that they have laid as foundations, you can read all in the New Testament.
这个就是新约全书的由来。
And this is the origin of the New Testament.
那么旧约是保罗说是交给犹太人。
The Old Testament, according to Paul, is reserved for the Jew.
我们看一下罗马书哈。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书，这个整个神的救赎的计划，新旧约全书。
And the book of Romans talks about the salvations of God, which include the New Testament as well as the Old Testament.
就是神的这个启示。
As well as revelations from God.
分为新旧约全书。
And it's divided into the New Testament and the Old Testament.
那旧约啊，是交给犹太人。
The Old Testament is reserved for the Jews.
我们看到第三章的第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
罗马书第三章的第二节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节说，凡事大有好处，第一是神的圣言交托他们。
Much in every way, first of all, they have been trusted with the words of God.
这个就是讲到第一节说的，说犹太人有什么好处呢？
And what is the benefit? And it's referring to the Jewish people.
这个第一个好处就是神的圣言呢，交托他们。
And that is the words of God is entrusted upon them.
这个神的圣言就指的旧约的圣经。
The words of God here refer to the words in the Old Testament.
那么旧约圣全书啊，就交给犹太人来完成了。
So the Old Testament is fulfilled by the Jewish people.
那新约圣经啊，就是使徒门徒啊，就是教会。
And the New Testament is fulfilled by the apostle and the church.
所以从这个新约全书啊，就借着我们刚这个看到是借着使徒以及当时的这个主耶稣的门徒。
So the New Testament we have read about are the apostle, the disciple of Jesus.
主要是借着使徒来建立这个教会的根基。
It is mainly through the apostle that the foundations of the church was established.
我们现在先看到《以弗所书》第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
这神福音的奥秘啊，是到 主耶稣成全救恩之后，圣灵降临呢，就把这个救恩呢来启示给圣使徒。
So the mystery of the gospel, was revealed after the descendant of the Holy Spirit, to the apostle, and it's to the apostle that they preach the truth.
第三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
这里讲到基督的奥秘啊，在以前的世代没有叫人知道。第五节，第三章。
Sorry, it's Ephesians, not Acts. Ephesians.
以弗所书三章五节。
Ephesians 3:5.
好，这个奥秘在以前的世代是没有叫人知道。
And here it says that the mystery, was not revealed to any other. People before.
好，那现在呢？借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知。
Here in verse 5 says that it's true. The Holy Spirit was revealed by the Holy Spirit to the holy apostles and prophets.
哎，这里圣使徒啊，就是使徒和先知。这个先知是新约的先知啊。
This prophet refers to the prophets in the New Testament.
那新约的先知啊，就像也就是像跟使徒同工的那些这个传道工人。
The prophet of New Testament are the co-worker of the apostle that include the preachers and the workers.
啊，像希腊啊，犹大、希腊那个就是先知。
Like Judas and Silas.
我们看一下这个先知啊，有些人认为是哈跟旧约的会混在一起。
This prophet here is always mixed up with the prophet of Old Testament, but the prophet in fact here in Ephesians chapter 5:5 refers to the prophet in the New Testament.
当时跟使徒同工的那一些人呢，就是先知。
And those people who were working with the apostle, they are the prophet.
他们一起啊，来建立了这个教会的根基。
And together they established the foundation of the church.
来完成这个初期啊，撒种的工作。
And to complete the beginning stage of which is the sowing of the seed of truth.
看到使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
十五章这个是为了外邦教会的圣工的发展，耶路撒冷开了一个很重要的会议。
And in this book of Acts chapter 15, it talks about a very important council at Jerusalem. This council is a meeting that regard about preaching the gospel to the Gentile.
那这个会议啊是使徒和长老啊开会啊。
This is a meeting between the elders and apostles.
讨论到外邦教会啊，应该要遵守的一些规条。
They talk about the Gentile church, the things that they have to observe.
那有了结论之后啊，他们就要差人到把信送到外邦的教会去了。
And after that, when they have a consensus.They send somebody to send the letters to the Gentile believers.
现在我们看二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节这里也提到这个送信啊，他们就拣选呢两个人，一个是犹大，一个是希腊。
In verse 22, it says that they have chosen two people, Judas and Silas.
这两个人。在弟兄当中啊，是做首领的。
And these two men were leaders among the brothers.
也是在当时在教会里面呢、啊，带领这个教会的工作的人。
And they are the people who are guiding the believers of the church.
那他们两个人就跟保罗跟巴拿巴这两个使徒呢，一起呀、到外邦的教会去。
And together with Paul and Barnabas, they went to the church of the Gentile believers.
把信送给外邦的教会。
And they went to send this letter to the Gentile church.
三十节这里说。
Verse 30.
这里说他们奉差遣就下到安提阿去了。
So the men were sent off and they went down to Antioch.
就聚集众人把这个信交付给他们。
And so they gather together and deliver the letter.
好，现在看32节。
Verse 32.
说犹大和希拉也是先知。
Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets.
啊，他们就用许多话劝勉弟兄，坚固他们。
And they said much to encourage and strengthen the brothers.
这个就是新约的先知。
And these are the prophets of the New Testament.
用神的话、神的道来劝勉弟兄，来坚固教会的这个工人。
They use the words of God to encourage and to strengthen the workers of the church.
啊，所以保罗以后就带领这个希拉就出去啊，做宣道的工作。
So Paul, together with Silas.They went and preached the gospel on their missionary journey.
好，那我们就知道了，当这个使徒和先知，这个先知就指这些人啊。
Now we know that the apostle and the prophet refer to people like Judas and Silas.
啊，他们就是在使徒时代啊，建立教会根基的工人。
And they're the worker who are the one who established the foundations of the church during the apostolic time.
好，我们看是哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians, chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians, chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书第三章第十节。
First Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 10.
好，是使徒的工作是什么
？What is the work of the apostle?
第十节
Verse 10
我照着神所给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基
But the grace of God has given me I laid a foundation as an expert builder
有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎么样在上面建造
And someone else is building on it but each one should be careful how he builds
所以使徒啊是立根基的工人
Therefore, the apostles are the workers that lay the foundations.
啊，都保罗说，以后的人就很谨慎，在这个上面建造，不能偏离这个根基的。
And then, Paul, instruct them very cautiously that, anyone who's going to build shall build on this foundation, and he should be very careful how he builds it.
也不可以另立根基。
Here he says.That no one should lay any foundation other than the one that's already laid.
所以十一节说啊，不能没有人可以再另立别的根基啊。
And verse 11 says that no one else should build another one that is already laid.
真教会只有一个根基，就是神借着使徒来立定的啊。
The true church has only one foundation, and this foundation is the foundation laid.By the apostle, through the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们看到使徒完成工作之后，他们就回去了啊。
Now this apostle they has completed the work and then they return.
好，他们留下来的是什么
？What have they left behind?
就是这本新约前书。
They have left behind with us this.Book of the New Testament.
如果没有留下这一本新约前书
，If they did not leave us with this New Testament,
那今天我们就找不到根基了。
Then we will not be able to find any foundation.
好，那就没有不晓得这个教会的根基在哪里，要重建，从怎么样去重建都不知道。
Then we don't know how to rebuild this temple because we have no foundation. We don't know where to look for this foundation.
因为使徒工作完成之后，秋天过去了。
After the work of the apostle, autumn went past.
秋天过去，我们知道冬天就会来。
We know after the fall will come the winter.
那我们就会晓得神为什么会说到这个，为什么会说有秋雨、春雨，为什么这么说？
Then we'll understand why God says there's autumn rain and there's spring rain.
我们看约珥书
Let's turn the book of Joel.
约珥书第二章
Joel.
这个约珥书第二章
Chapter 2.
二十三节
Verse
23. 约珥书在这个中文的
It's after the book of Hosea.
第二章的 二十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
第二章二十三节。约珥书第二章二十三节，这里说西安的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜。
Here it says, be glad, O people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God.
因他是跟你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
For he has given you the autumn rains and righteousness.
好了。这个秋雨春雨就是预表的两个时期圣灵的工作。
And here it says that both autumn and spring rains refer to the work of the Holy Spirit.
好，那么这个秋雨的圣灵就是秋天的时候。
The autumn rain refers to the period in autumn.
这个是早雨圣灵的工作。
And it's the work of the Holy Spirit in the early days.
好，那秋天过去以后进入冬天。
After the autumn, we now go into winter.
冬天就进入冬眠。
And winter, we enter into hibernations.
这个冬眠的时期。
And this period of hibernations
是没有圣灵的工作。
Is a period where there's no work of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵就没有救赎。
If there is no Holy Spirit, there will be no salvation.
我们现在要很清楚的一个观念。
We must be very clear of this concept.
我们知道这个救赎的完成是借着圣灵。
We know that the completion of salvation is through the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的话，就没有救赎的。
If there is no Holy Spirit, there will be no salvation.
因为做见证要靠圣灵。
Because when you testify and make testimony, you need and depend on the Holy Spirit.
执行这个救赎要靠圣灵的权柄。
When you execute the work of salvation, you need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵既已经停止了，圣灵已经停降了。
This period of winter, the Holy Spirit has not descended, it has stopped.
秋天已经过去了。
Because this autumn period has passed.
冬天就是冬眠的时期了。
And this winter time is this winter is a period of hibernation.
所以经过这个冬天之后呢，到春天来的时候，春雨又开始接续这个秋雨的工作。
After this winter period will come the spring, and this spring period will continue the work left off during.The autumn period.
那所以呢，现在我们看教会的这个，到现在教会的这个历史。
And with this, we need to look into the church history.
使徒离世之后。
After when the apostle have passed away.
那么神到最后一个使徒就是约翰了。
The last apostle is Elder John.
约翰他完成了这个启示录。
John has written and complete the book of Revelations.
这个就是神所有的启示都很完全的交给使徒了。
All the revelations of God was given in a complete form to the apostle.
所以到最后说人不能够这个是改变删去这个启示里头的任何一个启示。
In the book of Revelation's last chapter, it says that no one should add or take any word from the book.
这就是神的启示已经完成了。
And this means that the revelation of God has completed.
那最后呢，就是等候。
After this period, will be the period of waiting for the coming of.Christ Jesus.
所以在这启示录最后一章的二十节说，这里呀，主耶稣这么说。
In chapter 22 of Revelation, verse 20, Jesus said.
他说：“我必快来。”
Yes, I am coming soon.
好，那这个最后说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
And lastly, he said. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
这个就结束了啊，所有的新约的这个启示结束。
With this, the whole of the New Testament has completed the revelations of God.
好，那这个就是使徒的工作完成。
So the work of the apostle has completed.
所以我们要知道，现在啊，我们末后的这个时候啊，没有新的启示，不可能有新的启示。
Now in the end time, there will be no new revelations other than all this revelation given by God.
如果有新的启示，那都不是出于神的。
Any new revelations, those revelations are not from God.
所以我们知道末后的时候会有很多假基督、假先知出现。
Therefore, we can be very sure that during the end time, there will be a lot of antichrist and false christ that will appear.
那他们说有什么新的这个启示？
With all this antichrist and prophet, they will bring with them the new revelations.
那一些全部都是假的。
But in fact, all these new revelations are false.
哎，现在越来越多，我到处去听到，哇，哪个地方也在启示，那个地方也有是在启示，这样。
And all the revelations is rampant, and you can hear it everywhere.
啊，新兴的很多这些假的启示越来越多。
Now we can hear many of these false revelations.
但是我们闭起眼睛就知道，这个全部都是假的。
But we must know that all these are not true.
因为我们已经有这一本圣经。
Because we have this Bible.
神不会违背他自己的。
God will not go against his own word.
很简单就可以分辨。
It is very easy for you to discern.
我们不会被人家迷惑的。
We will not be fallen into trap by others.
好，那么这个末后真教会这个春雨的工作是做什么呢？
So what is the work of the Church of the end time. In other words, what's the work of this spring Holy Spirit?
不是领受新的启示。
It's not to receive new revelations.
是要重建圣殿。
But it's to reestablish the temple.
恢复把那些被破坏的使徒的这个根基啊，重新建立起来。
To rebuild and to reestablish the temple that has fallen.On the foundation laid down by the apostle.
好，看到隔壁啊，隔壁这个阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to Amos. That's before the book of Joel.
第九章。
That was after the book of Joel.
阿摩斯书第九章啊，隔壁。
Chapter 9.
就在隔壁的第九啊。阿摩斯书第九章十一节。
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11.
第九章十一节，十一节说到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
In that day, I'll restore David's fallen tent, I'll repair its broken places, restore its ruin, and build it as it used to be.
哦，这里就。提到啊，到那日啊，这个是神预定的时间啊。
Verse 11 it says, "In that day, and that day is a time that has been planned by God."
那神呢，必来建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And in God's time, He will restore David's fallen tent.
大卫倒塌的帐幕啊，就是基督的教会。
The David's fallen tent is the church of Jesus Christ.
为什么会倒塌？
Why was it fallen?
离开了使徒的根基。
Because it has departed from the foundation laid down by the apostle.
根基都破坏了。
The foundation has been destroyed.
所以我们看到一般的基督教后来啊，他们都离开根基，像第一个很重要的根基就是洗礼。
Now after the apostolic church, all the churches has departed from the foundation laid down by the apostle, and one of them is baptism.
这个信而受洗必然得救，这个赦罪的洗礼是最重要的，啊，这个洗礼啊，根基啊被改变了。
Believe and be baptized, and your sins will be forgiven. This is a very important truth, but it has been changed.
那我们就看到圣灵没有了。
And because of this change, Holy Spirit has departed.
那所有的一切呢，都完全破坏了。
And with that, everything has been destroyed.
所以洗礼变成形式，圣餐也是一种形式。
Therefore, baptism since then has become a formality, just like the Holy Communion.
那洗脚礼跟主有份，根本是形式，不需要了。
As well as foot washing, it has become a sort of formality. It is not important anymore.
就很重要的，耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命的这三大最重要的得救的圣礼，全部被毁坏了。
And Jesus says that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And with Him, He has all this important sacrament that was very crucial to salvation has been destroyed and seen as unimportant.
啊，所以是一个大卫这个帐幕啊，基督的教会就消失了。
And with that, David's tent has fallen.
圣灵的工作就没了。
And the work of Holy Spirit has stopped.
就进入冬天。
This is this winter period.
好像所罗门的圣殿被毁。
It's just like the temple of Solomon that had been destroyed.
为什么被毁？
Why was this temple destroyed?
从王到百姓、祭司、先知，全部都不遵守神的教训。
It is because the people, starting from the king, the priest, all the way to the commoner, they had all gone against the word of God.
神差先知去劝勉他们，他们都不听，还要藐视，还要毁谤。
Even God has sent His prophet to warn and teach the people, but they did not listen. Yet they mock at the word.
所以神的愤怒就临到他们。
And because of that, the wrath of God came upon them.
使他们被掳亡国，并且呢，圣殿被毁。
And it's because of that they were brought into captivity, and the temple was destroyed.
按照神的旨意，先知的预言说，要七十年，地要安息休息七十年。
According to the prophecy of the prophet, they will have to rest for 70 days.
那么30年之后，他们又回来。
Sorry, 30 days, and after 30 days, they will return.
70年哈。
Oh, sorry, 70 years.
70年哈。看到13节，阿摩斯书9:13。
Amos chapter 9 verse 13.
耶和华的日说，日子将到啊，耕种的必接续收割的啊，采葡萄的必接续撒种的啊，大山要滴下这个甜酒，小山必流奶。14节说
，Verse 14，
我必使我的民以色列被掳的归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑居住，必栽种葡萄园和其中所出的酒，修造果木园，吃其中的果子。这里就讲到神要让他们再回来。
Here it talks about that God will want His people to come back again.
这个就是重建圣殿啊，他们回来呀，重建圣殿，重修这个耶路撒冷的城。
To rebuild the temple, which is in the city of Jerusalem.
所以说神让他呀休息七十年，这个七十年就是一个神所预定的一个时间。
Therefore, God wants them to rest for 70 years, and this is a time that has been planned by God.
那个时候地是安息的啊，地享受安息，所以就没有出产，没有生产，没有耕种，什么都没有，就是救恩的工作停止的时期。
And during this period, there's a period of rest. There's no harvest, and there's no work carried out. And this is the period of time when the work of salvation stop.
七十年之后，他们回来重建圣殿，又开始耕种，又开始都长出这个又开始了。
After 70 years, they will all return and they will start to rebuild, and there comes harvest and working.
所以说后来这个教会我们知道，他离开了使徒的根基，倒塌之后呢，经过了一段很长的时间，到春天来到，春天呢，春雨降临。
Therefore, we know that after when the church has fallen away from the foundation laid down by the apostle, there was a period where there's no work until this time when the spring rain, when the work starts again.
所以我们知道到1917年呢，真教会出现。
We all know that the true church was established in 1917.
就是末后的日子。
And that was during the end time.
神预定的日子。
And that was God's time.
好，圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit descended.
重新把以前的根基呢，启示出来了。
And to once again rebuild the foundations that was revealed before.
把以前被破坏的那些重新呢修。
Similar to the time of the apostle.
所以当时啊。主耶稣亲自启示给为保罗说，这一些他启示的这一些，就是我们的五大教义，要去更正万国的教会。
The Lord has revealed to Paul Wei the five basic doctrine, and with that five basic doctrine, it is important to change and to correct the teaching of all the churches.
所以现在我们的五大教义，这个得救的根基的这个五大教义啊，是主耶稣亲自的启示给为保罗。
So these five basic doctrine that we have in our church are revelations given by God to Paul Wei himself.
并且呢，告诉他你要改名叫保罗。
He also asked him to change his name to Paul.
要去传这个福音。
To change his name and then to spread this gospel.
我们看到加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章的11节。加拉太书第一章的11节。
Chapter 1 verse 11.
第一章11节。说弟兄们呢，我告诉你们呢，我素来所传的福音呢，不是出于人的意思。
Chapter 1 verse 11, Galatians. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up.
十二节说，因为我不是从人领受，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Well, I did not receive it from any man, nor I taught it. Rather, I received it from revelations from the Jesus Christ.
保罗所立的这个根基啊，是从耶稣基督启示来的。
The foundations that Paul has laid down, is the revelations given to him from Jesus Christ.
所以没有人呢、啊，如果不是出于神，不是基督的启示，人就找不到那个根基。
Therefore, if it is not the revelations from Christ Jesus Himself, then no man can find these foundations.
很奇妙，末世的真教会是记得为保罗。
This is a mystery, and we know that the true church of the end time is true Paul Wei.
这个主耶稣说，你要改名叫保罗，因为这个启示就是给当时立根基的人，就是保罗。
And the Lord Jesus instructed him to change his name to Paul, and in fact, Jesus is the one who revealed to him.
所以不是从人来的，完完全全就从耶稣基督启示来的。
Therefore, it is not through any man. Everything is from the revelations of Jesus.
像古时候一样。
It's similar to the ancient time.
好，那现在呢，进入到这个我们末世真教会重建圣殿的工作。
Now we're going to go into this work of the true church during the end time.
现在我们就要看《以斯拉记》。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记现在我们只是要看到先看这个以斯拉记重建圣殿的这个整个几个大的阶段。
We want to look into this book of Ezra pertaining to the rebuilding of the temple.
先来看我们真教会的这个根据这个重建圣殿的这个阶段。我们的工作的阶段。
And we're going to have an overview of this book regarding to the rebuilding of the temple, which is a true church.
我们现在讲的就是一些纲要的工作的阶段。
And we're just talking about the overall view of this book of Ezra.
现在我们先看以书拉记第一章到第六章。
Ezra chapter 1 to chapter 6.
第一章到第六章是所罗巴伯重建圣殿的工作。
Chapter 1 to chapter 6 is about the work of Zerubbabel and his rebuilding of the temple.
那重建圣殿呢，第一章到第六章啊，它分为三个阶段啊。
This chapters 1 to chapter 6 regarding the building of the temple was divided in three parts.
第一个阶段是第一章到第三章。
The first stage is chapter 1 to chapter 3.
这个是把原来圣殿的根基呢重建起来。
In chapter 1 and chapter 3 it talks about laying the foundations of temple.
所以我们看到第三章的时候，他们就是重立奠基啊。
When we read chapter 3, we come to this part when they are laying the foundations.
第三章啊，我们看第三章，先看到第三章的第三章的第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3, Book of Ezra.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
Here it says that the people around them, they built the altar on its foundations.
在原来的这个根基上，把那个祭坛的根基呢，把这个祭坛再建立起来。
It is on this foundations that they built the altar.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他们来到耶路撒冷神殿的地方呢，就开始把这个奠基啊，建立起来。
And in verse 8 it says that they came to the house of God in Jerusalem, and it's at that place that they laid the foundations.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节就说匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候。
When the builders laid the foundations of the temple.
那众祭司穿礼服在那里昼夜。唱诗。
Here it says the priests and the Levites, they were singing and with their cymbals.
众民就大声欢呼，老人家哭泣，年轻人大声欢呼这样。
And they were praising the Lord, the young were singing and the old were crying.
因为神的奠基啊立起来了。
Because at that time the foundations of the church was established.
那这个阶段呢，我们看到他就建立起来，把奠基建立起来，就按照第四章。
After when the foundations temple has been established, now we shall move on to chapter 4.
第四章呢，就开始这个很多拦阻就来了。
Chapter 4, we start to see there are a lot of oppositions to the rebuilding of the temple.
那到最后呢，就被逼迫停工了。
And they were persecuted to the point where they were forced to stop work.
到二十三节这里说了。
And in verse 23 it says,
那一些仇敌啊，借着王的势力啊，强迫他们停工。
Here it says that all these people were compelled to by force to stop building.
于是这个神殿的工作啊就停了，停到大力乌王第二年。
And as a result, the work of rebuilding the temple was stopped until King Xerxes II.
这是停工的阶段。
And this is a period of time when the work of establishing the temple stopped.
好，那么第五章啊就是复工，复工。
Chapter 5 talks about the church that's revived again. The rebuilding that's revived again.
第六章呢就是完工。
Chapter 6 is the completions of this work of laying the foundations.
那么最后啊，第六章第十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
就举行这个欢欢喜喜举行奉献神殿的礼啊。
They all came together and celebrated the dedications of the house of God with joy.
好，这个就是重建圣殿的这个三个阶段啊。
This is a three period of rebuilding the temple.
那现在呢，我们要来对照末后真教会的工作。
With this overview, we want to compare to the work of establishment of the true church in the end time.
好，末后真教会的工作，我们就要1917年开始这个得到启示，把根基建立起来。
We know that it's through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that a true church was established in 1917.
这个立根基啊，从1917年到1947年。
This laying of foundation started from 1917 to 1947.
30年的时间。
It is about 30 years.
真教会的根基啊，立定。
During this 30 years, the foundation of the true church was established.
在中国的北方。
This foundation was laid in the northern part of China.
向南方传。
And from the north of China, it was then spread to the south.
到1947年。
It was in 1947.
这个真教会的这个根基啊，就在亚洲，在亚洲这个地方建立起来。
The true church, the foundation of the true church was then established in Asia.
我们看现在世界的地图啊，亚洲就在中间。
Now if you look at this map of the world, Asia is in the center.
好，这个中国大陆到东南亚，东北亚。
It's from mainland China down to Southeast Asia.
包括印度。
Which include India.
印度是1932年传到印度。
It is in 1932 that the gospel was preached to India.
台湾呢，是1926年传到台湾。
And Taiwan, the gospel reached Taiwan in 1926.
东南亚是1927年。
In 1927, the truth spread to Southeast Asia.
好，那然后从台湾那边传到东北亚。
And it's from Taiwan that this gospel was preached to Northeast Asia.
好，那么这个就是在1947年以前30年当中啊完成的工作。
And it is during this 30 period of time, 30 years that the gospel was laid, the foundation was laid.
第一章到第三章。
And this is how we can compare the work of the true church with that of Ezra from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
好，48年开始，1948年。
Starting from 1948 onward.
1948年呢，就大陆就发生战乱。
There was war in China.
在我们47年那一年，总会，整个真耶稣教会总会在南京啊，举行这个30周年的纪念。
In 1947, we had a 30 years anniversary that was held in the General Assembly of the Church in Nanking.
以后啊，因为战乱的关系啊，总会就迁移到这个重庆啊那边去。
And it was because of the war, then this General Assembly was moved from Nanking to Chongqing.
后来啊，就消失了。
And then since then, it disappeared.
因为49年的时候变色，大陆变色。
Starting from 1949, the policy in China was then changed.
这个国民政府啊，他就迁到台湾去。
The People's Party was then moved to Taiwan.
好，那么这个时候啊。变了之后，变成中国共产党，他就统治啊，占领了这个整个大陆。
As we know, the KMT they have moved to Taiwan. It was the communists that took over China.
从那个时候开始，教会的工作停下来。
And during that period of time when the communists took over China, the work of the church stopped.
就进入这个停工的时期了。
And it was that period of time, that the work of salvation has stopped.
那么那个时候啊。真教会的信徒教会数跟信徒数。
During that period of time, the number of believers and number of church.
大概有三十万左右。
It's about 300,000.
好，那么在台湾呢，差不多一万人。
It's about 100,000 and. 10,000 in Taiwan.
那在其他东南亚、东北亚加起来呢，不到3000人。
including Northeast Asia and Southeast Asia, there were only about 3,000 people.
3,000 believers. 90% 以上的信徒全部都是在大陆，教会都在大陆的。
So 90% of the believer was still in mainland China.
哦，啊，这个工作就停下来了。
So since then, the work of spreading of gospel stopped.
哦，那所以这个教会停下来，可是我们看到这个重建圣殿这里啊，看到第四章啊。
As we read from chapter 4 onward,
第四章这里只是说停工,
chapter 4 it says they were only stopping their work for a period of time.
并没有被破坏,
it was not destroyed, they were just stopping.
他们已经建立起来的根基没有被破坏,
the foundation that was built was not destroyed.
只是停工, 没有继续发展。
In chapter 4, because of oppositions, the work stopped. It was not destroyed.
那么这个真教会的根基呢，在哪里？
Then where is this foundation of this true church?
后来总会就在台湾。
It was then moved to Taiwan.
在台湾受到保守，神就是像启示录说，把他带到一个小岛去，把他带到那边去，在那里长大。
The gospel was then led all to Taiwan, a little island, and with that, God allows it to grow.
有没有？启示录也说，一个生了一个小孩，哇，那个龙要把它吃掉，嘿，天使把它带到一个小岛，在那里。
As in the book of Revelations, it says that the little child was being brought to a little island, and in that little island, the child grew up.
哎，那个男孩，那个是真教会的根基啊，这个。 小岛，在台湾这个小岛。
And then the true church, the foundation of the true church was then established in this little island in Taiwan.
所以从50年开始，一直到70年代。
From 1950 to 1970.
这段期间就是保守，就在那边的，在台湾那边的一个成长期。
This is the period of growth in Taiwan.
那么到70年的时候啊，台湾总会就可以说各方面都已经比较成长大。
And during the 70s, the church has come to a mature stage.
就开始呢有想到说台湾以外要跟其他的地方的教会做一个联络去。
At a point of time, they realized that they are matured enough to start to coordinate or liaison with the surrounding churches.
也开始想到说，我们应该要负起这个世界宣道的责任。
And it was at a time that they start to realize that they have to shoulder this work of evangelism to the rest of the world.
所以开始的时候呢，在76年的时候啊。 就有派了两位，就杨约翰长老跟林宏来长老两个人，到沙巴，到这个马来西亚去。
And in 1976, Taiwan sent two elders, Elder John Yang and Elder 林凤来 to out of Taiwan to Sabah and Southeast Asia.
那么在那边去看到哇，那个时候这个。 马来西亚，沙巴教会很软弱。
At that time, they realized that the churches in Sabah and in Malaysia were very weak.
感谢神呢，去了之后啊，开始把那些教会也带起来了。
And thank the Lord that after when they went for visitations over there, they were able to revive the church again.
这个就是进入第五章啊，复工的开始，要开始复兴了。
And this is what it says here that we have entered into the chapter 5 where the word continue.
好，同样的这一年。
Similarly during this period of time.
1976年。
1976.
大陆改变，政策改变。
The policy in China had changed.
邓小平这个掌权。
邓小平 came into power.
他改变宗教信仰自由。
He started to give freedom to religion.
他走改革的路线。
He had a period of reformations.
哎，这个是大力无王。
And that we can compare him to King Darius.
可以恢复聚会了。
He allowed the people to have services.
不过是有限度的，就是一个三次会，大家在这里聚会可以。
But it was by a control three cell. patriotic society in China.
这个对大
英
教会来讲，这个是太大的这个啊、福音了哈。
This is indeed a great change in China.
以前是祷告都不行，圣经都被烧掉，什么都不可以。
Before, Bible were burned, but after Deng Xiaoping came into the picture, they were allowed to have their religion freedom.
哇，现在可以聚会，会祷告了。
Now the people they can come together and have service and pray.
这个就是复兴的一个初期。
And this is the beginning of the revival of the work.
然后一直到10年的时间呢，八六年呢。
From 1976 to 1986, during this 10 years period.
这个可以说就是第五章的这个复工的初期。
And we can say that it's the beginning of the work in chapter 5.
哦，那这个复工的初期，我们会看到他这个初期的工作呢，很顺利，很顺利。
This period of time is quite successful when the work restart again.
那到第六章啊。
Chapter 6.
第六章这个大力乌王就下达这个命令下来。
King Darius then issued an order.
啊，就要加速度，很快完成这个重建圣殿的工作。
And he wants to speed up this work of rebuilding the temple.
啊，那现在从到90年代开始。
And this we can compare to the period starting from 1990s onward.
这个90年代我们到大陆去一看，哇，这个速度真快。
In the beginning of the 1990s, we can see the work in China was prospering very quickly.
在南方的教会。
Especially the churches in the southern part of China.
我们看到说，现在更自由了。我们教会啊，离开三自会啊，自己盖会堂，自己聚会啊。
We see that a lot of our church has a lot of freedom. They have segregated themselves from the three self independent society into our own church for their own worship.
短短的这个七八年的时间，我们现在在福建地区啊，就有590多间的教会。
Just during this short period of time in the province of Fujian, we have more than 500 churches.
因为从南方这样开始呢，趋势复兴起来，就向北方，好像内陆一直的这样啊。
And starting from the southern area, because of the prosperity of the churches, the gospel then continues to spread northernward.
好，最近这四年来啊，福音可以说也传遍到。以前没有传到的地方，跟边疆的地区，大陆啊，每一个省份都有。
And during this past 4 years, that the gospel has spread very rapidly, to inland China.
所以现在非常的快。
The gospel was spreading very, very speedily.
那么在我们这个自由地区啊。
And for the rest of the free world.
从这个八零年代开始啊
，starting from 1980s，
联总就开始很积极的推动世界宣道的工作。
The International Assembly were very active in initiating this work of world evangelism.
那这个超二十年来啊，我们的工作推展到现在，神的这个旨意很奇妙。
And in the past 20 years, when our work has started, we can see the very miraculous work of God.
也是在这个90年代很快速散布到全世界。
And also during this period of 1990s, the work of spreading the gospel went very rapidly to all of the world.
为什么会快速？
Why is it so fast?
因为台湾这个政策改变。
Because the policy in Taiwan has changed.
以前的戒严令解除
，and the curfew before has been abolished。
那个时候蒋经国这个总统啊，就把戒严令把它解除。
And the policy was changed when the president Chiang Kai-shek has abolished curfew。
台湾的人民可以自由到世界任何一个地方去。
The Taiwanese were given freedom to go to any part of the world.
因为那个时候台湾的这个 经济奇迹啊，很多地方的啊，世界各个地方很多地方眼睛很亮都看到，来来来，这样。
And because of the economic miracle that happened in Taiwan, they were attracted by many other places to go.
所以开始移民潮。
So that was this period of immigration fever.
这个都是神的预备啊。
These are all the work of the Lord.
按照神救恩的计划在进行的。
Which is according to this plan of salvations.
所以今天他有我们温哥华教会，不然的话就哪里会有。
And today we have this Vancouver church. Otherwise, where else can you find this?
稍微休息。